Hey Google, what is the chief end of man?
Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
Yeah, I'm on a mission like a couple spies, and that, guys, is the reason why I catechize.
Welcome to the Reformed Standard. I'm Tony. Let's get started. Question 63 of the Westminster Larger Catechism reads, what are the special privileges of the visible church? And the answer is, the visible church hath the privilege of being under God's special care and government, of being protected and preserved in all ages, notwithstanding the opposition of all enemies, and of enjoying the communion of saints, the ordinary means of salvation, offers of grace by Christ to all the members of it in the ministry of the gospel, testifying that whosoever believes in him shall be saved, and excluding none that will come to him. So the Westminster Catechism here is now articulating something that I don't think a lot of evangelicals really understand, is that even apart from salvation in Christ, even apart from true faith in Christ, outward membership in the body of Christians, in the visible society of the church, outward membership in that communion has certain temporal benefits that come with it. And so we see here a number of those benefits. The visible church is under the special care of God's government. So we, although we don't always understand exactly what God is doing, we understand that God cares for and loves and protects the visible church in a special way, that it is protected and preserved in all ages. So God is faithful to keep his church in existence throughout all ages. So even in dark days where it seems like the church is going to fall away completely or is going to be destroyed by enemies, it is protected and preserved. And then here's an interesting clause. It says, notwithstanding the opposition of enemies. So even though God protects it and preserves it, there still will be opposition that the church will experience. And we'll learn in other parts of the Catechism and Confession that that opposition is actually one of the ways that God chastens and protects and sanctifies Christians. And so then here it says that there's an enjoyment of the communion of saints. So there's a fellowship, there's a unity, there's a relational satisfaction that comes in being a part of the visible church, even for those who are not in Christ. There's an enjoyment of the ordinary means of salvation. And so there is a certain sense in which the unelect, according to question 63 here, enjoy certain special privileges of the sacraments, particularly of baptism and the Lord's Supper. There are comforts and there is temporal enjoyment that comes with partaking in that, even though those who are apart from Christ are drinking judgment on their own heads. There's the offer of salvation or the offer of grace by Christ. So the outward proclamation of the gospel in the church is the primary special privilege that those who are apart from Christ enjoy. But those who are elect and maybe haven't come to Christ yet, or those who have come to Christ, that offer and reception of grace is the supreme privilege of membership in the visible church. And one thing that I think we have to emphasize here, because the Catechism does, is this offer of grace is not available anywhere else. And so this special offer of special saving grace by Christ to all of the members of the ministry of the gospel, that special privilege is only available in the church. And so when you hear people in Reformed circles talking about how there's no salvation outside the church, that is not a statement to say that that you become saved by joining the church, or that that there's not situations where professing Christians who have faith in Christ for a season or for a time may exist outside of the church. But that offer of grace, that special privilege of receiving the offer of the gospel and hearing it proclaimed, is specially available and uniquely available in the church, and particularly on the Lord's Day. And that special message, that special charismatic proclamation that the ministers of the gospel make, testifies that everyone who trusts in Christ will certainly be saved, and that none of those who come to him or seek to come to him will be turned away.
Do you know if you want you could know this? The catechism, hey, the catechism, hey. Do you know what the chief and the man is? And how the Father, Son, and Spirit do manage? Do you know if you want you could know this?
West Side.